There's quite a severe logistical problem. We have to realise several things. One is that the airport has been damaged. It's actually quite a small airport, although, you know, lots of people go off to do trekking in the Himalayas. It's not like London Airport or even Luton Airport. It is actually a pretty small airport. And consequently, getting flights in is not that easy. Second thing, of course, is that you have to understand that the box suppliers who are sending in equipment, none of this comes for nothing. The airlines are very good and they provide freight at very reasonable prices to charities, but none of it's free. Well, occasionally it is, but in general it isn't free. And then, of course, you've got the other problem. You have to clear customs at the other end. And it's sometimes, you know, I'm not saying this is particularly the case with Nepal, but sometimes it's quite difficult to cut through the red tape. And supplies do therefore tend to pile up. But if I give you an example of the way that Shelterbox work, what Shelterbox do is they immediately send a team to the country of what they call first responders. These are all volunteers. None of them are actually paid salary, although they get expenses to allow them to live whilst they're in the country. And what the volunteers do is they go out into the countryside, assess the needs, and decide where best to use the resources they have. For instance, the first thing that they've done in Nepal is actually to set up some tented hospitals, because hospital buildings have either collapsed or people don't want to be in them because they think they're unsafe in case there's another earthquake. So actually, sort of field hospitals made up of shelter box tents are an extremely good way of going. And this is exactly what happened in Haiti. First thing they did was to set up some hospitals, field hospitals, using shelter box tents.